We're told in today's gospel about faith. Faith being the size of a mustard seed. But I don't know if I could pick out a mustard seed, but I guess it's really small. And then it can grow to be very large, where birds sit in it in the air, where the birds of the air do. It's a reminder how good things can start really small. And I think back to a story, and this was from years ago, and this was in upstate New York. The story is about a young man named Jason McElwain. Jason is a high-functioning autistic. And Jason was the manager of his high school team's high school basketball team. A manager is not a very glorious position. You're involved with the team, and you go to all the practices, but managers don't play. Managers are the ones that pass out the towels or are the gopher for what the coach or somebody needs. That's pretty much what a manager does. Well, in this case, this basketball team was pretty good. And everybody in high school, they knew Jason, they loved Jason. And going into their last game of the season, the coach said to Jason, "I'm going to put you into a game." Now, Jason was a pretty good shooter. He'd be out in practice before or after practice with the guys there, and Jason could shoot the ball pretty well. So the coach had this idea, a little favor that he'd do for his manager, "I'm going to put you into a game." Well, come the night of the game, word spread out throughout the school that Jason was going to be playing, and the fans were all excited to see him. And he even had little pictures of his face that you see, like on a paint stick to hold up, to show their support for Jason. So come the time, Jason is to go into the game. They get the ball to Jason. The team is safely ahead. It's no longer in doubt. But they get the ball to Jason, and Jason shoots it, and he misses. Well, they get him the ball again. Jason shoots. He misses. Suddenly it's like, oh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Maybe he didn't want to expose him to not doing well or anything. Well, he tried again, the ball. This time the ball went in. And the pandemonium, the crowd went nuts, screaming for Jason. They get him the ball a few more times. He shoots, it goes in, shoots, it goes in. By the end of the game, Jason scores 20 points. And they carry him off the court like a hero for the job that he did. Again, a small favor that really blew up into something nice. But there's more. Somebody had brought a video camera and taped the game. And they got Jason's performance on a video and they sent it out. And it went to various TV stations. And among the places it went to was ESPN, the big sports network. They showed it on their news show, SportsCenter. And it was a hit. People requested. They played it several times. And people just loved the story about Jason and this little kindness that was done and how Jason took advantage of it and Jason became a hero. But there's more. It caught on. Jason was invited. He was on the Good Morning America and the Today Show and all these different talk shows. Jason was on. Jason got to meet the President of the United States. He got in ESPN's award show. He got an award for his performance. All again because of a small thing, a small kindness that the coach did. He also had a Gatorade commercial and all these things. So Jason is suddenly a star. And again, it's something that started small. And now there's a TV show that my wife and I like to watch that illustrates a lot of the same thing. And that's Shark Tank. And you see the stories of these people who start a business. And they start it in their kitchen or it's in their garage. And the next thing you know, it's big and they're hiring employees and it's a huge success, all starting small. Faith, starting like a mustard seed, starting small. When you think about it, the great books of our literature, where did they start? From an author who had to learn their ABCs like us, had to learn to read, had to learn to write, and again, their abilities just kept growing. You can say the same thing about music. The great symphonies all started with a composer who had to learn music just like we did. And suddenly, what becomes of it? Well, it's probably the same thing that with so many other the big entertainment acts that we see now. Something that starts small. But well, we don't always have patience for that. We want things now. We want something immediate. We don't have patience for something that's small and weak. I always admired my father. My father made me sound quiet compared to, he had this big booming voice and he had a big hulking kind of guy with big fat fingers. But those fingers would grow little plants that he would put in his garden to work on all summer. And he would be doing this just so that we could have fresh vegetables late in the summer and into the fall. All these things that start small. But you know, in our world, things can start small with us. With peace in our homes, the way we treat each other, the way we teach each other, the way we learn from each other. If you really want change, if you want good things to happen, you gotta start first in your home. Then from there, you have to be able to use this then in all in your decisions, in your faith, in your morals. The way you treat other people, the things you support that may not seem fashionable, according to the media and so many sources these days, they may not be fashionable, but it's the moral thing, the right thing, that needs to be uplifted. Paul says that we don't always, St. Paul says that we don't always pray as we should, and that we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, will help us communicate with God and start with our prayer life to be able to boost our faith. The apostles at the beginning of the gospel that I just read tell Jesus, increase our faith. Do we feel the same way? Do we want our faith to increase? Do we know what to do? Well, y'all are off to a good start being here at 7 o'clock Mass in the morning. And that helps making decisions, not just always taking the easy way out or doing what might seem comfortable at the time. But it helps, and that the Spirit intercedes for us. So, basically, what I'm saying is that the smallest of acts, the things you do, the way you treat people, the things you support, the things that you deem to be important are so important in the long run. They may not seem like it at the time. They may seem something that is small, that's trivial. That doesn't necessarily work out in the long run, but it does. It all adds together. It all starts small, and it grows.